Today I am talking with Britt Meyerhofer, who is the owner-operator of Good Egg Records. Hi, Britt.
Hi, Carl. How are you doing?
Doing good, thank you. First off, if you could tell us a little bit about yourself and Good Egg Records.
Sure, yeah. So, my name is Britt, and I am a musician based out of Prince George here. And I have a project called Britt AM, and I also run a record label called Good Egg Records, which has 10 artists on the roster. And generally sitting here waiting with bated breath for stages to reopen so we can get back on the stage.
Yes, definitely. One thing I really wanted to ask you was, obviously the pandemic has affected musicians and artists in a negative way with regards to touring and performing.
Yes.
But are there any positive outcomes yourself or the artists on your roster have experienced from having this time off?
Absolutely, yeah. So I guess the great thing is that artists are generally pretty resilient folks, and I think a lot of folks, I know for myself and a few others on the label, were taking this opportunity with all this downtime to actually head back into the studio and create some more music so that we can all, you know, have a good selection of songs to bring to the stage when things finally do open up again. So, yeah, so I'd say definitely the positive is that we have a bit more space to actually create the art and pay more attention to that. So I think that's a pretty cool trade-off.
Definitely. What obstacles do local artists like yourself and artists on Good Egg Records face when trying to promote themselves and their music elsewhere?
That's a good question. Yes, our geographic location can be quite the obstacle when touring is an option. We have our nearest sort of hubs, big sort of audiences are, you know, an 8-hour drive away, whether you're hitting Edmonton or Vancouver. So, I'd say that's definitely an obstacle. And it's becoming less of an obstacle as, you know, more people are touring out of here and kind of hitting those stops along the way in the smaller towns. I think it's, I was seeing before COVID hit, of course, that venues were sort of like popping up between here and the bigger centers. So that was encouraging, but definitely still, yeah, quite an obstacle as far as touring goes. That being said, I'm thinking about like Danny Bell with Mad Loon Entertainment and his work down at the Legion and how many great bands he's actually been able to bring to Prince George while they're on tour and actually getting them to stop here along the way. And I think that really does help out the artists who live here because, the more artists that like kind of book that path from back east out to Prince George and then down to Vancouver, they're reinforcing the venues along the way and therefore we get to take advantage of that as we plan our own tours. So that's definitely a hurdle, but one that seemed to have been closing a bit before the pandemic hit. I think once this thing is under control and stages do open up again, I regrettably think that it might be a bit more bleak than it was, but we'll deal with that when it comes.
When the time comes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'd say like maybe one other obstacle of living up here is that, being a little bit more remote and far away from the cities, we have pretty limited resource. We have like, we're so lucky to have, Connor Pritchard at Pulp City Music and it's been really, really great working with him. And it's like one way that I can think of that, like, we're kind of closing that gap and kind of bringing those resources and those city accommodations up to Prince George.
Looking forward, do you have any events, virtual or small attendance shows on the horizon for Good Egg Records and for yourself?
Nothing at the moment. No, we did have a really, we had a cool sort of series right when the pandemic started, like a video series of live performances. And those were fun. And we kind of hit it when there was still a lot of sort of curiosity and interest in that whole thing. But I feel like, you know, a year later, it's just, I think folks are kind of experiencing, you know, screen fatigue. And so it's just, we're finding that, or at least I'm finding that it's requiring a bit more of a strategic approach to sort of get those viewers. So I think for the time being, because there's a few of the artists, myself included, are in the studio right now and working on putting together, a launch strategy for some new music to come out. So so we're kind of maintaining focus on that for now.
Awesome. Yeah. Hey, hopefully when we can hit the stages back again, there'll be a new appreciation for live music and artists.
I'm thinking there will be. I mean, those first few shows especially, I think are going to be, I think there'll be some happy tears.
For sure. How can people find out more about Good Egg Records and about your music?
Thanks for asking. We have a website which kind of houses all the info, goodeggrecords.com, and you can find information about all the artists on the roster there, as well as links to everyone's music and videos and such. And for myself, it's just thisisbritam.com, and this is Brit AM on all the social media platforms, and Good Egg Records on all the social media platforms. So great way to stay abreast of what we're doing is to just go and hit that follow button. So
awesome. Thanks for talking with me today, Britt.
Yeah, thank you, Carl.